I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Now we know why. Now we know why. Do you remember when it was literal hand-to-hand combat between Doge and longtime bureaucrats in the Social Security Administration, in the Treasury? Mm-hmm. The Treasury sends out those Social Security checks, right? So if you can log in and see who the checks are going to, you've got it. You've got it all. You're inside the system. Do you remember when Doge went into the building, and Elon Musk was part of this, went into the building of the Treasury, and we already had a Treasury secretary, okay? We had Bessent. And the top bureaucrat who'd been there for decades, they said, hey, we're here. Give us a password. So this isn't Elon Musk asking, okay? This is the guy who's been confirmed by the Senate, Scott Bessent. Give us passwords. We'd like to enter the system now. I mean, I'm the Treasury Secretary. I have to oversee this. It's my job. I've got to know who I'm sending money to. And the bureaucrat in charge said, no, you can't access the system. Doge is not allowed to access the system. We run it, not you people who win elections. And then a fight began. Democrats quickly went to court. The Trump people said to the head of the Social Security, or the head of the Treasury, again, in charge of all the checks, go out, hand us the passwords or resign, because we're going to fire you. And he resigned in protest. The media went, outrage! He should be able to tell Trump what he can see. Well, Democrats, remember, went to the courts. There's a mind-blowing reason I'm setting all this up. Just stay tuned for the punchline, okay? Democrats went to the courts and got a temporary restraining order. Do you remember this, Lee? Restraining not just Doge, mm-hmm. not just Elon Musk by name, yeah. but Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, confirmed by the Senate.
The guy who's supposed to sign those checks.
Yes! The guy who's responsible if there's mass fraud. From seeing, entering, or accessing the database of payments in any way. That was a liberal judge, of course, right? So you got a lunatic ruling. And so we have to work our way up several levels of criminal judges. And we do. And it's a battle. And finally, Elon Musk gets in. Doge gets into the system. And do you remember how we got into the system? One of the low, like kind of mid-level ranking employees at Treasury said, hey, I got the passwords. I'll give them to you. Because they were starting to go level through the bureaucrats. Give us the passwords. And what did I say? There's only one reason you do that. You know there's massive fraud in there. And you know you have overseen it for decades. Mm-hmm. That there's no other reason a person would do that. Well, We finally got inside through a very, very long series of court cases fighting the Democrats. It's still ongoing, by the way, trying to keep DOGE out of every aspect of the federal government. And now we know why the Democrats fought so hard. In the first tranche, Lee, get a load of what we found. Trump has just announced this on Truth Social, but it hasn't really hit the news yet. It makes so much sense. 275,000 illegal immigrants had been receiving checks.
Which they're not supposed to.
No, it's illegal. Every one of those. You can't. No, you have to be a citizen.
Right.
You've got to have a legit Social Security number. They did not. Now, Trump says in announcing this, the number's actually higher now. And he, you can hear this. He's reading this. He's finding this out as we are yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was late in the day. And he's mind blown as he's learning it.
We've already kicked nearly 275,000 illegal aliens off of the Social Security system. These are people, many of them have already left the country. And yet we were sending them checks all the time. And 275,000, and that number is now even larger than that, Frank. It's an unbelievable job. And what that's doing is making the system strong. Biden never kicked anybody off. Everybody joined. And we're carrying out historic deportations to remove many more illegals committing Social Security fraud. It's the Social Security fraud that was taking place at levels that nobody's ever seen.
Now, remember why a lot of this was. Joe Biden, his administration, had blocked access. So when you're signing people up at local Social Security offices, had blocked access so you couldn't check Social Security, like birth registry. You couldn't check Department of Homeland Security, see if this person is an illegal. So they were putting their future voters on the payroll to keep them here. And do you remember why they were doing that? Because that's been a major focus of the show. A study by the Center for Immigration Studies. I read that site every single day so I can know what's actually going on in this country. That shockingly found, they literally did a phone survey. Okay, they did a phone poll of illegal immigrants and found out that just slightly less than half of illegal immigrant adults were working. And the reason for that, remember, wasn't that they didn't want to work. There weren't enough jobs, which makes sense with what we're seeing in the jobs market, right? Mm-hmm. But you need to keep your voters here, your future voters, so they could be future voters. You could amnesty them one day, but also so they could be counted in the census.
Yep, there you go.
And so they can hide behind enemy lines in post-American territory and sanctuary cities. So what do you do? You got to hook them up on Social Security. You got to get them a source of income. Got to feed them. They're not going to stay. And they're not going to come. They're all coming because their friends are all on Social Security. Just think about how many illegals one of those checks will support. That's not just one check per one illegal. That's one dad and he's feeding his kids. He used to live in a village in Guatemala with no running water. Now he's living a high life. You're working like a slave. They may have been stashing them in other places, Lee.
Oh, really? Come on.
I know. It's hard shocked. To believe.
Shocked, I tell you.
Which leads us to the second part of the Trump announcement yesterday. The 12 million people kicked off Social Security active numbers, some of whom were also receiving checks. Trump didn't give a number. I can't wait to get it when he does. Kicked off Social Security. Remember, the Democrats told us this was not a thing. None of this is happening, except it is.
We cleared 12.4 million names listed in the Social Security database over 120 years of age. Think of that. So we had 12.4 million names where they were over 120 years old. Is that right? That's a hell of a statement. So you have 12.4 million names listed in the Social Security database that were over 120 years of age, meaning you were breaking records because I've never heard of anybody at 125. There were nearly 135,000 people listed who were over 160 years old and in some cases getting payments. So somebody's getting those payments and we're after that.
If we've got 120 million, or no, what was it, 12 million, that are 120 years old or older, then we must have the best health care in the world.
Oh, it's amazing. It's just, yeah.
No wonder folks are trying to break the law to get into this country. You live forever.
I know.
Good grief. What a crock.
I know. So I can't wait to get the numbers of people who are receiving their shares, but it is going to be a lot of illegal immigrants and a lot of Social Security fraud that is committed by people who have bought those numbers. And
that prince from Nigeria that keeps texting me, too.
Are using it. Yes. That guy. Who, by the way, is probably living in L.A.
Yes. Well, you know, there is that.
Right, because why not?
Yeah, you got to have an address to get that Social Security check.
Prince there, yeah. Okay, coming up on the show, absolute hilarity ensues at the Gavin Newsom press conference as ICE is literally outside arresting illegal immigrants and Democrats screaming bloody murder about how this is somehow dictatorship. You know, should somebody tell the Democrats, Lee, like, this has been the law of this country for decades. No. You can't just come in here and vote Democrat and get a Social Security check. Does anybody on the Democrat side know that?
Well, it's just
these
like,
are not radical things.
Why is it that they're getting away with this saying, this redistricting is wrong. You can't do this. This is illegal. It's immoral. It's unconstitutional. It's not ethical. And we're going to do the same thing.
I know. Like we've been doing for years. Except you can't do it. You know what they're really mad about? Really, really bottom line mad about?
Yeah, they're getting beat.
We've never fought back. They don't know what to do.
When we fight back.
When we fight back with the last of the Bush vermin flushed from the party whose strongest ethic was we don't fight back. That's embarrassing. We never fight. Anything we do that makes the Democrats scream is an embarrassment. You'll be kicked out of the country club. You'll have to surrender your shiny shoes. And so we don't do those things. We do those things now. They don't know what to do with a party that fights, but they're going to have to change everything. Also, Trump versus Putin for the win in Alaska, with a few caveats. Coming up next.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sorry, fighting for control of this computer. We'll get it worked out. Okay. Just had a new install and it's just got to work the kinks out of it. All right. Bear with me. We'll have this up and running right by Monday. Okay. Not going to work. Okay. Let's see what we can do here. I am always determined to have a show. Okay, let's see. What can we do here? Bear with me. I'm gonna make this work. We're gonna get this to work. This is gonna work. Okay. All right, it's not gonna work. All right. So another thing we can do in a segment. Let's see. Let's see. All right, let's try this. We'll come at it a different way here. Hilarious yesterday, Gavin Newsom, governor of California, where they believe federal law does not apply to them. Folks, that is the theme of this week, okay? I've always wondered something. I said this yesterday. Doing his job. Do the Democrats sit around and laugh about the fact they've captured all these agencies and laws don't apply to them? Do they acknowledge it in, you know, closed door conversations with themselves? Or no, it's just not spoken out loud, but they kind of all know it. Well, we learned this week. They literally sit in staff meetings and make plans openly to break the law and do not worry about the consequences. We saw that with Adam Schiff, right? Who just told his staff, we're all going to leak classified data. Democrat staffer raises his hand. He would later turn whistleblower, says, like, I can't do that. It's illegal. And Schiff said, don't worry, we're not going to get caught. They're Democrat Congress members. We don't know their names yet, but they're all sitting around the table. No, we're not going to get caught. Well, folks, understand something, okay? That mentality we've never seen before. By the way, I got that quote from an FBI 302. FBI not moved by this because it's a captured agency, right? They're all on board the idea that Democrats are better people and so laws do not apply to them because they know best. Well, Democrats have come to see illegal immigrants, who they believe will be in the majority future Democrat voters, as other people to whom laws do not apply. This is a bedrock foundational view. It's part of their view of the world. Illegals are better people, the best people, actually, the people we care about the most. I've played that audio for you. That is not my opinion. Let's see if we can get this to play. Senator Chris Murphy explained it on MSNBC. Okay. Let's try again. Nope, not going to happen today. Okay, well, take my word for it. Anyway, I can't do this segment. Okay, Russia. Russia summit today. You know what? Let's go ahead and break early. Let's just do that, and I'm gonna fix this. This is going to work. It's going to work. We'll be right back.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
California Governor Gavin Newsom held a rally to announce his plans to counter Texas with his own redistricting plan. Outside that rally, more than a dozen armed and masked Border Patrol agents could be seen.
I think it's pretty sick and pathetic. And it just said everything you need to know, the setting that we're under. That they chose the time, manner, and place to send their district director outside right when we're about to have this press conference. Said everything you know about Donald Trump's America. Said everything you know about the authoritarian tendencies of the President of the United States.
At what point Border Patrol agents could be seen leading a man away in handcuffs while onlookers shouted angrily.
We're here making Los Angeles a safer place. Since we won't have politicians that'll do that, we do that ourselves. So that's what we're here today, as you can see, already making it a safer place. We're glad to be here, not going anywhere.
And in response to the federal agents' presence there, Newsom's office said this quote, "We will not be intimidated by weak little Donald Trump, the criminal president." Carly?
Yeah, so, and that's, of course, because only Republicans get arrested while Democrats commit crimes, as we learned this week. And the FBI actively covers up for that. That dual justice system protection. And this is what you're hearing in this audio, okay? They want it to extend to illegals because they believe illegals are Democrats. Ergo, laws do not apply to them. This is their actual mentality. And they're being broken of it very, very quickly. Folks, beginning of the week, Democrats were screaming like stuck pigs because Trump wanted to round up their criminal heroes. And look, when you have Chicago alderman Raymond Lopez going on Newsmax, take a look, it's a sad state of affairs. I'm still a Democrat, but my party idolizes criminal gang members.
It blows my mind that you have politicians in my own party who are enamored with the dangerous criminals in our streets.
Yeah, well, it took Trump 2 days to break the leadership of D.C. The D.C. mayor caved to Trump, issuing an executive order she was vowing not to issue as recently as Monday, ending the sanctuary status of D.C. Folks. Total win.
Mr. President, earlier today, a Washington, D.C. police chief issued an executive order allowing Metropolitan Police officers conducting traffic stops to notify federal immigration and customs enforcement about undocumented immigrants that they encounter. Yet the city has a longstanding pro-immigration policy, including allowing non-citizens to vote in local elections.
Which is ridiculous.
And limiting cooperation with federal immigration agencies.
Right.
Did your administration pressure the D.C. police chief to review and repeal these policies? And will you require other cities to roll back similar policies to avoid possible federal takeover of local law?
Yeah, so what you're saying is that it was a very positive thing. When they stop people, they find they're illegal, they report them, they give them to us, etc. That's a very positive thing.
Yeah.
That's a great step. Yeah, I think that's going to happen all over the country. We want to stop crime. Open borders is bad. Open borders has caused a lot of this problem. Allowing millions and millions, I think 24 million people were allowed to come into our country. Many of these people from prisons, from jails, from mental institutions. This was the Biden policy. And I don't believe it was him. He was never there before. It was the people that encircled this very beautiful desk, the Resolute desk. Radical left lunatics who were smart, but radical left. And I'm very happy to hear what you just said, because I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the news just got better. As Department of Homeland Security spokesperson Trisha McLaughlin said, yes, we will be doing this in other cities. we are going to be forcing Democrats to end sanctuary status. And they're going to have to do this because as they do raids in places like Florida, well, not South Carolina, because our governor loves illegal immigrants, especially the criminal crimes. But as they do these raids, they're going to watch the illegals who want to stay, particularly the gangbangers, those who profit off the human trafficking, the Democrat human trafficking. They're going to go hide behind enemy lines in sanctuary cities. They're going to wait us out. Trump knows he's got to get into the heart of those sanctuary cities. And that is why you are hearing Democrats scream bloody murder. But Trisha McLaughlin, who's spokesperson for Department of Homeland Security, again said, "This is we're doing this in every city now. We're going to get rid of the sanctuary status, no matter how much they yell." And boy, did they yell. So Newsom is holding his press conference to say that they are going to redistrict California and create five more Democrat seats to balance the ones out in Texas, right? And the left still thinks there's some sort of special privilege there in L.A. where illegals just shouldn't be arrested, especially not even the criminals. They should not. They should be allowed to roam free, vote Democrat two, three, four times in an election if they want, and, you know, do Democrat things like, you know, carjacking, armed robbery. So absolute outrage ensued because literally 100 feet from where Gavin Newsom, the governor, is speaking, ICE is arresting illegals.
I think it's pretty sick and pathetic. And it just said everything you need to know, the setting that we're under, that they chose the time, manner, and place to send their district director outside.
The people here today who are kidnapped by this president with no warrant, with no due process.
It's like an assault on our city in so many different directions. L.A. is unsafe right now because of his actions.
L.A. is unsafe because of Trump's actions. Remember that. That is L.A. Mayor Karen Bass. But is that true? I mean, who did they arrest? Just some poor guy on his way to work, China, make a better life for his family? Well, Fox News asked Department of Homeland Security spokesperson Trisha McLaughlin that. Here's who they arrested.
How many illegals were caught and arrested? And what crimes did they commit?
They're still in processing, Raymond, yeah. But we're looking at things like child pornography, burglary, even known or suspected gang members. So truly the worst of the worst. But it is amazing to watch Gavin Newsom so egocentric. It's all about him. When our ICE enforcement officers, it's all about the rule of law and getting criminal illegal aliens off of LA streets because Karen Bass won't do it.
Oh, and Karen Bass was fit to be tied. She didn't care if they were, she were picking up pedophiles. Gang members, violent criminals. They love those people, folks. Again, as explained by Chicago alderman, Democrat, Raymond Lopez.
It blows my mind that you have politicians in my own party who are enamored with the dangerous criminals in our streets.
Yep, enamored. I looked that up on Google. That means to fall in love with. And they have. As Trump has gone after them, Democrats have fallen in love with them more. Here is Karen Bass gnashing her teeth, Democrat mayor of LA, over the loss of this precious pedophile and other violent criminals that were picked up outside the Gavin Newsom rally yesterday.
I cannot believe that this just happened to be a coincidence.
There is no way this was a coincidence. This was widely publicized that the governor and many of our other elected officials were having a press conference here to talk about redistricting, and they decided they were going to come and thumb their nose in front of the governor's face. Why would you do that? That is unbelievably disrespectful. It's a provocative act. They're talking about disorder in Los Angeles, and they are the source of the disorder in Los Angeles right now. This is just completely unacceptable. This is a administration, this is a Customs and Border Patrol that has gone amok. This absolutely has to stop. There was no danger here. There was no need to detain anyone here. And there was certainly no need to have a provocative act right here where the governor is having a press conference.
So was it on purpose? Were they sent to intimidate the Democrats by the dictator Trump? No, says Trisha McLaughlin, spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security.
And this was pre-planned, right? This was way before they knew of his event about congressional redistricting.
Absolutely. We have 40 teams on the street at a time in Los Angeles, enforcing the rule of law, getting these criminals off of it, and nothing to do with Gavin Newsom's press conference. Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, Bass says the city's more unsafe because of Trump's actions. Your reaction to that?
She was in such uproar. I would love to see her in uproar about actual American victims, victims of rape, victims of murder, their families, drug trafficking. Where is the uproar about Americans who have been killed by criminal legal aliens?
Meanwhile, outside, a strong Latina protester heckling and screaming at ICE, like an absolute lunatic, as they haul away the precious pedophiles, violent criminals, and various assorted gang members that the Department of Homeland Security says they were just processing. They just happened to be outside. He said, she said that they had made those arrests. That's where they were processing them and loading them up.
Go arrest the criminal! What the are you doing? Behind
you, brother.
You guys are cowards!
Oh, you are fucking cowards. Yeah. The head Border Patrol agent of the district over L.A., though, was interviewed by the news. Here's his perspective on this situation.
Mr. Goyuna from Fox 11, can I get a quick comment?
Hey, what's going on here?
How you doing? What happened?
That we're here making Los Angeles a safer place since we won't have politicians that'll do that. We do that ourselves. So that's what we're here today, as you can see. Already making it a safer place. We're glad to be here. Not going anywhere.
And you know, the governor's inside right there.
I don't know where he's at.
Do you have he's about 100 feet behind us. Do you have any comment from him or anything?
Again,
any message?
We're making Los Angeles and California a safer place. We're going to continue to do that. And they can take that one to the bank and cash it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
As if somehow, because the illegals are near the governor, they're dual justice protection from laws, their ability to commit crime somehow is conferred on the illegals by like time, space, continuums and such. Well, with the illegal pedophile and gang member, because that's what these were, and violent criminals. I mean, no, you can't touch them if they're near the governor. What kind of wackadoodle logic is this? Tim, leaving in a post on my Rumble feed, Tara Servatius on Rumble, writes, Bass, i.e. she's the mayor of L.A., Bass, how dare you obey the law? That is, Tim, that is literally what she said. How dare you obey the law? We are Democrats. Laws don't apply to us. We sit around when we're at the Capitol and we instruct our staff to illegally leak classified documents, commit felony after felony after felony. When our staff pushes back and says, that's illegal, I don't want to go to prison, you just say, we'll never get caught. We're Democrats. Yes, that is the theme of this week. And it's incredible. It's incredible. But folks, this is all good. Don't let it make you mad. Trump is pushing them into the 20% on these issues. They just keep talking and talking and talking. It explodes on X. Half the free world takes that link, copies it, and sends it to all their friends and family who are not on X. And they're all watching Democrat leadership rage at the idea that illegal, who were now finding out there were, pedophiles in there, should be arrested in their presence, as if, immunity from the law is conferred by merely being near a Democrat. What are they really saying there? Well, we're immune from the law, and so we should not have to see it enforced in our presence. And that's what's so funny. They kept emphasizing less than 100 feet away from the governor, less than 100 feet away from the governor, as if the governor is in danger from law enforcement, as if there's this expectation. Well, there's a 500 square foot perimeter around the governor where lawlessness is allowed and laws don't apply. They think like this. And for the first time, the American people, because X isn't censored, is actually able to get a look at it. All right, folks, I want to address a grave injustice. And, I wasn't going to endorse the South Carolina governor's campaign. I was going to, stay out of it. But I can't stay silent watching this grave injustice that is going on. It's a terrible thing. And so I am going to endorse Mullins McLeod this morning in the Democrat primary, and he's getting a raw deal. And I look, for the South Carolina Democrat Party to say that he should discontinue his campaign for governor and focus on his mental health is so unfair. So unfair. When he is no crazier than the Democrat leadership. And I'm going to go point by point and prove that to you. So this isn't about crazy, because they're all plum nuts and he's no more crazy than they are. So it's got to be because he's white. I think it's because he's a white male. I think that's their real problem. So look, Mullins, if you're out there this morning, you got to understand, I support you. I want you to stay in the Democrat primary. I got your back, buddy. We'll even start a GoFundMe for you. We want to hear exactly what you have to say every day, if necessary. I know it has absolutely nothing to do with ratings for this show. Nope, this is a principled issue. Let me give you an example of the unfairness here. Okay. South Carolina Democrat Party, one of their things they're upset with him about is, okay, he was in his underwear in the back of that patrol car and wearing nothing else. But in his defense, folks, the typical pride parade, which Democrats celebrate, where you see grown men grinding their crotches on each other. I mean, go look at a video. All they wear is small leather underwear and a bondage device strapped across their mouth. And Democrats celebrate that. No, they do. And then they want to bring that guy in to dance for kindergartners. And they're saying that Mullins McLeod shouldn't be celebrated. And did you say, I mean, his underwear covered everything, unlike most pride parades, where it would have been all leather and bondage and celebration. What would they're saying he's crazy. How did they come up with that? And then, okay, they did object to the racial slur. But again, I would argue no worse than anything Joe Biden's ever said that the media covered up. Certainly no worse than what Hunter Biden called Barack Obama during the election and the media covered it up. It wasn't a problem for Joe Biden. So, I mean, for them to say Mullins McLeod is crazy, why? Because he was dropping expletive-filled rants in which he showed a sense of self-aggrandizement? Well, that's Democrats every day on MSNBC and a level of delusion, same thing. I mean, I cannot for the life of me figure out what differentiates this guy from the Democrat leadership. I mean, he called himself, quote, one of the most just humans to ever walk this soil, unquote. Well, that's what they all think. They believe they're above the law. Is that any crazier than sitting around with your staff on the Intelligence Committee and saying, we are above the law. We're Democrats. We are the most just human beings to ever walk the soil. And if we want to leak classified data, that should be fine. And don't worry about is what this man said any crazier than that? And folks, it's the same thing. It's that sense of really, quite frankly, delusion that runs throughout the Democrat Party. But this guy's no different. I mean, look. And I'm just going to quote from the SC Daily Gazette. Once the door on the police cruiser closes, he says, I can't connect the dots yet, but if this is going where I think it's going to be heading, I think I just figured out the president of the United States is my cousin. So trust me at this point, nothing is crazier either than you and me either being related or you being not guilty. That's just the way my brain has been trained. Is that any crazier than Joe Biden pulling out of Afghanistan in the middle of the night so the Chinese can have the lithium mines? Or Joe Biden explaining during the primary that he let children stroke the hair on his legs because he liked it? I think this is unfair. And I really think Mullins, if you're out there, know we support you all the way. And I am today endorsing Mullins McLeod in the Democrat primary. This is the best candidate you guys have put up in the state in a long time. And I think it's unfair.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.